Edward Henry Cecil Stuart. Trenches. Swept continually with shells. As long as you kept your head down, you were comparatively safe. So, as it went on, this was where I had my first escape. I was on sentry duty for a couple of hours from 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. and was instructed to keep a sharp lookout. I did not care for this idea of keeping my head above the trench and looking for the beastly Germans. However, it had to be done. It was quite uncanny to watch the enemy trench, which appeared somewhat like a black wave and only 60 yards in front. Then you would suddenly see a flash of their rifles and machine guns. Immediately after would come the report and nasty thuds on the sandbags, which you might be resting against. I fired about 5 shots at their flashes. It's the only target to aim for, you see. And then another 2 shells, which lodged in the parapet either side my head, leaving about 2 to 3 inches between me and certain death. I thought that near enough, but it turned out that it was to have something nearer than that. Our casualties here amounted on the average to about 2 per day killed. Of course, we thought this terrible at the time, well, at least I did. Early April saw us relieved by another division. We were sent a few miles back for a well-earned rest, which consisted of physical drill and a run before breakfast. The remainder of the morning being spent in platoon drill and musketry drills. After dinner, we put the cap on, was our rest. Why so called that, I don't know. By having a route march for 2 hours, we spent a few days like this and we were dispatched with all possible speed to Ypres. Here we went in to support the Canadians and spent a most unpleasant 8 days, during which time we lost several hundred men. Nearly all my friends who came out in the same draft were killed or wounded. We had to retire. The best part being that the Germans did not find this out until 2 days after, when we were more or less safely bivouacking in a pretty wood. We stayed here for about a week. Then we got to work again, digging reserve trenches just behind the front line, building up parapets which had been demolished by the enemy's high explosive shells and the like, working all night and getting what sleep we could in the daytime. One morning, we were awakened by the most awful din. It seemed as though hell had broken loose. Shells were falling like summer rain. And the people, they'd often told me in the course of conversation it was raining shells, and I admit, I took it with a grain of salt. Could not be possible, I thought. But such, I was surprised to find, was possible, and actually taking place there about 3:30 a.m. This bombardment started, and about half an hour later, I, with 3 others, were ordered to start reinforcing. We went up in fours, it being considered safer that way. Half a mile over open ground, we had to do that. This being swept continually with shells. To give you a slight idea, I can say the previous night, just in front of our reserve trenches, was a beautifully green field. The next morning, it was as much as one could do to see any grass on it at all. Simply one mass of craters, varying in diameter from 10 to 12 paces. Yours truly, Rifleman E.H.C. Stuart.